Danny Ocean and his ever-growing team of con artists in Ocean's 11, then Ocean's 12, then Ocean's 13, they conned movie audiences out of more than $1 billion at the box office. So, what's next? Well, oddly enough, not Ocean's 14. Instead, the series has opted for a slimmed-down Ocean's 8, with an all-new, all-woman crew of con artists. Turns out, says critic Bob Mondello, Danny Ocean had a sister.
And like her brother, Debbie Ocean begins her first movie by sweet-talking a parole board.
If I were to be released, I would, I would just want the simple life. I just want to hold down a job, make some friends, you know, pay my bills.
She's had years in the slammer to perfect that little speech, and paying bills? Not actually on her agenda. Just to get back in the groove, she heads to Bergdorf's and pulls off a con so smooth and effortless, I'm guessing real department store guards will have their hands full for the next 6 months. But Debbie Ocean, played by Sandra Bullock, did not use her quiet time in solitary to figure out ways to get free perfume. She has designs on the biggest fashion event in the world.
In 3.5 weeks, the Met will be hosting its annual ball, and we are going to rob it.
She's speaking here to a team that includes light-fingered Awkwafina.
Can I get my watch back, please?
Sorry.
It's okay.
Super hacker Rihanna.
What's your name?
Nine Ball.
What's your real name?
Eight Ball.
Jewel-savvy Mindy Kaling.
How long would it take you to make 7 pieces of jewelry?
5 or 6 hours.
How long if I told you you didn't have to live with your mother anymore?
Less.
And crazy in debt fashionista Helena Bonham Carter.
I'm gonna be really poor.
Along with Kate Blanchett and Sarah Paulson, all rounded up on the premise that women are so not taken seriously that they can sometimes be practically invisible. A useful quality if you're trying to steal a necklace.
On the neck of Daphne Kluger.
A necklace with 6 pounds of diamonds.
Valued at over $100 million.
$150 million, actually.
Anne Hathaway makes Daphne Kluger's laugh just one of many annoying things about her, which makes taking advantage of her fun in a movie that's not just a gender switch on heist flicks, but a nifty takedown of celebrity culture and the fashion world. We're not in a casino this time. We're at an event that's ostensibly about women.
Can't we just go to this? Do we have to steal stuff?
Yes.
And that women are therefore ideally suited to infiltrate and subvert, possibly because this is the first in the Ocean series to list a woman among its writers. Olivia Milch co-wrote with new director Gary Ross, Steven Soderbergh having slipped over to the producer's chair for this one, and they and their high-wattage stars are clearly having fun.
What's happening?
Can't get a signal.
Wait.
Sometimes
every time you move
jiggle.
It, they have to start from
sometimes
scratch.
What did you do? I turn it on.
Oh.
They're having enough fun, in fact, that there's bound to be talk of giving them their own sequel. Ocean's 8 is positioned, you'll note, just far enough from the Danny Ocean 11, 12, and 13 trilogy to allow a Debbie Ocean 8, 9, and 10 trilogy before they start running into title trouble. Nothing's announced, but there are hints of possibly endless larceny to come.
Is it genetic? Are the whole family like this?
Literally.
Unless, of course, it's all a con. I'm Bob Mondello.